as I'm trying to get through Christian Yelich, and I realize I just got to move on. There's no reason to believe that Christian Yelich is going to be what he was in 2018 and 2019. At some point, you just got to move on. And again, I go by a stat called OPS plus, and it doesn't matter what the stat means, but because all you have to know is it looks at all the offensive abilities, and 100 is an average player.
Move on from him as a player for the Milwaukee Brewers, or move on from thinking he's going to be back to where he was?
Think he's going to be back to where he was. Like, you know who he is? He's Daniel Vogelbach, who I really like because he looked like Chris Farley. He's a guy. He's just a guy. 100 is average as a hitter.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that there's anything spectacular as defense. But right now, Yelich is 103. Last year he was 99. And then the year before, 2020, when he played fewer games, he was 110. That's better than average. The years that he was MVP and second, 164 and 179. 164 and 179. You know what that is? That's Hall of Fame. MVP Hall of Fame. But it's just sad. Like, he's a guy. He's just an average guy. Who's Daniel Vogelbach? He's an average guy who looked like Chris Farley. I don't know if you can not call him Christian Yelich, but I just have to accept and not be mad about it, not be mad at him. But and now we'll see and figure out with David Stearns. Also, it proves just how impossible it is to be a hitting coach. If ever anybody needed a hitting coach, this is the guy. I don't believe, and I'm quoting something else, there's never been a player this good who has been in a slump for this long. So there's nobody, usually an MVP, maybe some, I think they said, let's say Johnny Bench, he slumped for like a month or two. But he never went from being MVP, possible Hall of Fame, to a guy for now we're getting to it's not really two full seasons because in 2020 you only had 58 games. You just had a small, but it's sad. I remember him. It was fun. Every time he hit a fly ball, you thought it would be a home run. So could it happen? Yes. Should anybody expect it to happen? No. And now I'm more fascinated to wonder what David Stearns is thinking because he knows it as well. So what do? You owe him like $100 million or whatever it is. How much do you eat and let somebody else take it? You can't play somebody like that. TVV talked about it. You don't have enough offense. You can't. And maybe he should bat seventh. Can you afford to have a guy batting seventh, given what you're paying him? I don't have an answer to any of all of those questions. But if ever there was a need for a hitting coach, it would be for Christian Yelich. And, of course, there is no such person, and that's because the job is impossible. It's like hiring a coach to stop the sun from rising in the East. Why would that be a waste? Eliminate snow in Wisconsin for 12 months. Yeah, fine. Hire as many people as you want. You got no chance, just like you got no chance to fundamentally change hitters into better hitters by some style or approach that you take. I have suggested on Twitter that they hire all women to be hitting coaches because men have failed terribly, not because they're failures, but because job is impossible. Maybe women would take a different approach or vision or something because stay back, hit it the other way. There's nothing anybody has suggested that has helped with a particular style. But I feel better. I've moved on. The Bucks. Say the Bucks are going to win the series. Just say it.
Are going to win the series.
Say it again.
The Bucks are going to win the series.
And one more time.
And the Bucks are going to win the series.
Can I say it? I feel guilty. Given what they did last year in the playoffs, even without Middleton, I should say they've earned the right for me to say the Bucks are going to win the series. I'm just bitter because I might lose money. But yes. I want to apologize to the Milwaukee Bucks and to perfection himself, Giannis. You have earned the right for everyone to say, I don't know how, I know Middleton's hurt, but this team, based on their past history in the playoffs of recent note, they will win this series. I believe. I feel better. Scalzo and Brust. Guess who's filling in on Scalzo and Brust? Moi.
The one and only?
The one and only. Thank you. I thought I was the only one who said that. A legend in my own mind. Scalzo and Brust. Scalzo, gone. I'm filling in. Do you think Brust is ready for it? Do you think he's ready for it? No worries. The Milwaukee Bucks will win the series. They have earned and deserve that belief of everyone, including moi.